What kind of tax reform are you referring to?
Well, I happen to be one who believes that the Simpson-Bowles proposal that was presented now 18 months or so ago, maybe even more than that, is one that is worthy of our consideration. It's actually now back on the table as a, I won't call it a default option because I'm not part of the conversations that are ongoing now, but the president had asked for an assessment from Simpson-Bowles. I think he got a very fair blueprint for how we might move forward, and it included tax reform. It included there were provisions in it that that addressed how we deal with Medicare. It was increasing, ratcheting up the age criteria over a period of time. There is a change to it as it relates to Social Security through the CPI, through the cost of living index. But there was also tax reform that was included in it. And I realize when you talk about tax reform, capital T, capital R, the devil is always in the details. But and with Simpson-Bowles, keep in mind, it's a situation where we're not just calling for reductions in spending. It does allow for increased revenue.
Yes.
And I am one who believes that you can't cut your way out of this. You can't tax your way out of this. But you can't say where there is no way that we cannot address the revenue side of it. And there are some of my colleagues who are just absolute on that. They just won't even talk to you.
How about Congressman Ryan, for one?
Well, I tell you, he has taken a lot of heat for his plan. What I admire about Paul Ryan is that he had the guts to put a plan out there, to stand up in front of all the critics and say, yeah, you know, this is tough medicine, but what do you have to offer? What do you have to offer? And this was where we got kind of radio silence from the administration. Not only would they not put forward their own plan, but they wouldn't back the Simpson-Bowles Commission, the very commission that they had encouraged to go out and kind of help them lead the way. Mm-hmm. Let them take the hits, and you know, they can figure out what vetted well and what didn't. So I'll tell you, I didn't vote for the Ryan plan when it first came out. I thought he went too directly after Medicare, so I didn't vote for it. But at the time that I did that, I also said, you know, kudos for him for stepping forward. Okay. Not too many people that are going to be willing to take it on the chin.